T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Yeah, baby! Hour number 3, the third, the final, the best hour of the Rob Brown Show gets going now. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob Brown, the great one, the pinnacle of professionalism. Lonzo is at the helm. And as we do every Friday at 2 o'clock, we welcome in our friends, or in this case, friend, from the Moving the Chains podcast, covering high school football across really the entire state of South Carolina. But we bring him on to talk a little upstate football. Kevin Thomas rolling solo, flying the solo mission today.
Yeah, you know, John's on a remote actually at the Ryder Cup, so I figured out how to hold it down for us today.
He missed out on an interview on this show to go to the Ryder Cup.
Does he know what you've won?
I didn't tell you what happened, did I? Listen, you'll appreciate this. I think I told this story on air earlier this week. So I got a phone call last Sunday morning from my very dear friend, Mike Ward, who lives down in Tampa. He's a realtor down there, but he works inside of a golf course. Anyway, he calls me on Sunday and he goes, "What are you doing next weekend?" So I'm going to Boston. He goes, "Oh, you're going to be mad at me." And I said, "Why?" And he said, "The company has 4 corporate VIP passes to the Ryder Cup." And I'm like, "Oh, you're right. I am mad at you for going." He goes, No, not for going." He said, "I got one extra. I was going to give it to you." He goes, "No cost." He goes, "We got him for free." He goes, "We've got a ticket to the Ryder Cup. We've got a house that's stocked with everything in it, all corporate paid for." He goes, "All you got to do is fly up here and fly back, and you can just have everything. Show up, everything's yours." So I'm like, "Well, you know, I can't really afford a plane ticket anyway. I'm going to Boston." I looked it up. Dude, a flight's $200 to fly into Green Bay, and then it's like 45 minutes from there to Cole. So for a couple $100, I would have been at the Ryder Cup today, tomorrow, and Sunday. All expenses paid for, with a VIP pass that allows me up into the boxes and everything. I would just like to go on the record, and if you're listening, lady friend, I want you to know what this means, that I have elected to go with you, all right? I just want that on the record, that in dude terms, Kevin, yeah, this is like the second ultimate commitment you can make to a woman. The first one comes down the road.
It's a pretty big deal, yeah.
This one, to say, "Babe, I had a full 3-day VIP pass for free to the Ryder Cup, and I'm still going to Boston and New York with you." I mean,
that's got to earn you some brownie points, right?
I better.
If I may, if you point that out, those brownie points that you just
go right away. Yeah, yeah. So, I know. So,
you know what?
Especially if you point it out in front of thousands of people.
I was gonna say she's not listening right now without realizing that everyone she knows is. So, you know, it is what it is. I am an open book. Kevin, joining us here on the Rob Brown Show from the Moving the Chains podcast. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/movingthechainssc. On Twitter and Instagram at movingchains, no G in that one either. And you can find their podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever your podcasts are found. Go back to week number 4 and... let's just call it what it is. The Burns Rebels had their handful this past weekend.
Yeah, Burns, they got a lot of problems right now, Rob. You know, I thought they would get beat last week. I really did. I didn't think it would be a blowout because that offense has been good. But then against Gaffney putting up 15 points, it's kind of a disappointment there out of the Rebels offense. So they've got some work to do. They got a bye week tonight, so hopefully get some things worked out. But, you know, part of it, they just need to get healthy. They've had some injuries at running back and whatnot, but they just didn't have anything for the Indians last Friday night.
45-14, your final. How about the quarterback for Gaffney? 10 of 16, and of those 10, 4 of them in the end zone. Listen, when you don't throw the ball enough, or a lot, I should say, when you don't throw the ball a lot, and you're that effective through the air, does that say more about what Gaffney is as an offense or Burns falling apart as a defense?
I think it's the Burns defense. I mean, you know, look, 2 weeks ago, they gave up 60-something points in a loss. You know, before that, Dutch Fort scored 56 on them. So the defense is just not there right now for them, and Gaffney is just a machine right now.
Greenville High scored on the opening drive. A lot of confidence. Saw the Twitter post coming out. Looks like the boys from Greenville are ready. They don't find the end zone. They don't find the uprights again the rest of the game. Northwestern looked like Northwestern University against Greenville last weekend.
It was really odd, you know, watching that game, Rob. You felt like Greenville had more talent. Like, you saw the speed and whatnot outside. But I don't know if it was game planning or what it was, but that first drive, they literally did not throw a pass. Ran the option. They ran, you know, ran the power runs down right down Northwestern's throat, drove down, scored. Then after that, they went away from it. And, you know, they tried to throw the ball. Pro Franklin, a guy we like a lot, had no time. Pass blocking was awful, getting hit in the face all night long. They just didn't go back and commit to the running like I thought they should. And Northwestern just became too much in the second half, scored, I think, 3 touchdowns in the second half to really pull away.
Yeah, look, we like Pro. Pro's because he's a good dude and he's a hell of a quarterback. I like Pro. Good kid and a hell of a quarterback. It can be, I know it can be tempting when you've got a guy with the mobility and the arm strength that he has to want to say, even if the passes aren't connected, we want to stick with that. But if you're Greenville High, if you're a fan, you got to be frustrated that you just dictated the first drive and then decided no more of that.
Especially in a game where their top receiver or one of their top two receivers was out due to COVID, you think they'd want to, you know, maybe stick to the run game more. I don't know if that was a call because maybe, you know, it's non-region play, want to work on some things, whatever it is. But, yeah, it was a kind of an odd game to watch, see how that turned out for sure.
And you mentioned Dutch Fork with a big win over Burns earlier in the year. They put up another 56 spot over Greenwood. You know, you put in your notes here, Dutch Fork might be the best high school football team in the state this year.
Yeah, you know, and they've been that way for the past 5 years, and they're looking to do it again. You know, Greenwood runs that triple option. They did exactly what they wanted to do in the first half. Had, I think, 18 minutes of possession. You know, actually, I think it was higher than that, 23 or something like that. Had scored twice, and they were down by 2 scores at half just because Dutch Fork scored so quick and so quickly on you. I don't know who's going to stop Dutch Fork. You know, they've faced every type of offense already this year, and that defense seems to keep getting better. The Silver Foxes are probably in line to win another state championship.
Let me ask you this question because I didn't get a tally last week. We've been kind of keeping track of the number of games that have been canceled or postponed due to COVID. First 2 weeks of the season, we were up over 21 games statewide pretty much every week. Has that stayed consistent?
It's actually going down. You know, I think 2 weeks ago, the final total across the whole state was like 41.
Okay.
Last week, I think we were down in like the 23s. But this week, I think I've seen in the upstate, it's only been a couple. But across the whole state, it's like 7.
Sure.
So I don't know. You know, I don't want to be a guy who's, you know, conspiracy theorist here. I don't know if it's that coaches are not reporting as much.
Right.
Or maybe they're handling it different, like, hey, we'll just send you home instead of shutting down the whole team. I don't know what's going on, but it seems to be getting better, and hopefully that's a trend we're going to see continue to go the right direction.
Here's a question you're not ready to answer, and I wasn't prepared to ask, but what, just because I'm curious, what would happen if a team, if it got found out that a coach didn't report a case to keep a game going?
Man, I would.
Like, how, let me rephrase that.
You have
that.
To forfeit, I guess, right? I would assume.
Well, I mean, if they got caught, I would assume so. But, like, let's say they didn't and the game got played. Like, and this is, you know, I grew up with the FHSAA down in Florida, which we've talked about the differences. Like, the FHSAA has, it seems, more centralized authority over every high, like the for instance, we talked about the overtime rules,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Or the playoff tiebreaker rules.
Tiebreaker
rules in FHSAA, they're statewide. Mm-hmm. Like every county, every district has the same tiebreaker rules. And in South Carolina, it almost seems like every district makes their own. Is like, do you think the South Carolina Association would like bring a hammer down over that, I wonder?
I think they would have to. I mean, you got to have some kind of reprimand for that, or else you're going to see, you're opening a Pandora's box, obviously, if you don't. So you'd almost have to go back and make them forfeit that game, I would think, really.
Yeah. All right, let's look ahead to week number 5. Speaking of Gaffney with that 45-15 win over Burns, they take on an undefeated Gray Collegiate this weekend, coming off of a 28-18 win over Ridgeview, but they were off last week. Mm-hmm. So they may have lost a little bit of momentum. This game's kind of interesting. A lot of offense on the table for this one.
Yeah, this is a game that I've really gotten the folks fired up with online this week. You know, so Gray Collegiate is a 2A ball club. Gaffney's a 5A team. Usually you see those two match up there, you think that the 5A team is going to just run right over them. Well, that Ridgeview win 2 weeks ago, Rob, was over a 5A Ridgeview team who was number five in the state at that time. Gray Collegiate really handled them easily. You know, that wasn't even – it was a 10-point game, but they was never in doubt. You know, Gaffney, I've seen both of them play, probably one of the few people in the state who have both seen them play in person. If Gaffney does not play well, they will lose this game to a 2A team. You know, KZ Adams for Gray Collegiate is one of the best players in the state. He's already got 766 yards and 10 touchdowns in four games this year. Probably the best back in the state. He plays both ways, plays corner, going to Georgia State next year. A really good player. Besides that, they've got the quarterback, Trey Robinson, the linebacker, Torrey Kelly, who are really good ball players for them. Gaffney's key to this game, obviously, they've got more depth because they're a 5A school. You know, I mean, that's just to be assumed there. But if they stick to the run game, they can win this game. If they just start wearing them down with Smith and Little John. But if they let the quarterback throw it too much, he's a good player, don't get me wrong. But if you start in and out, letting that team get off the field quickly, Gray will give them problems all night long.
We are looking at Dorman and Ridgeview as well. 1-2 Dorman, 2-1 Ridgeview. Dorman has been off the past 2 weeks, and you made a point in the notes to point out that not a team that you often see with a greater number on the right side of the record than the left, and they have really been trying to settle down on a quarterback, which it doesn't appear, at least from what I've seen, that they've been able to do yet. That makes this game a little more interesting.
Yeah, they're playing three guys for the first couple games. Last week, or sorry, 2 weeks ago, they played one guy, luckily, the Tally kid, and I think they're kind of starting to settle on him a little bit, but they've got some playmakers around him, the Porter kid at receiver, Norman at receiver, Black at running back, and they've got a really good offensive line like they always do there. This is a big game for them because if you go, you know, go into region play at 1-3, even though, you know, these games don't technically count, it's just not a good look. It's not a good momentum builder for your team. Ridgeview was off last week due to COVID. They need a bounce back performance as well after that loss to Gray. They've got some guys that can give Dorman some problems. This is a game I'm interested to see how that goes down in Columbia.
A couple of other ones that we're keeping an eye on. Riverside is 5-0.
First time in school history. Rob.
Looking to get to 6. They are at Blue Ridge this week.
They should be 6-0 easily. You know, we talked to the quarterback Rob Sanders with an interview this week. Check that out on our podcast there. But Riverside's a very good football team. They're going to cause some problems for that region this year. They are.
Hillcrest at Wren is up on Friday.
Yeah, a 3A, 5A matchup. Hillcrest needs to win this ball game just to kind of get some momentum going into region play. Wren started out 0-3. They've won a couple games now, but Hillcrest, they've got a good offense. If they can put it together, they should win this game by a couple scores.
Easily at Woodmont is EJ. Woodmont trying to stay undefeated on the season. Not a lot of teams like that in that situation right now this deep in the season.
They snuck into the polls following last week. I think at number 10 in the 5A spot there. Woodmont running that kind of wing T offense is tough to defend. They should get an easy win over easily.
Spartanburg at Dutch Fork. We've seen Dutch Fork pop up a handful of times. We've talked about them already a couple times. Spartanburg with a little challenge ahead of them.
Yeah, Dutch Fork has played a lot of upstate schools this year. Kind of, you know, out of character for them, I guess, because with them being in the Midlands, they've played, I think, Greenwood and then obviously Burns. And they had a game schedule with Gaffney that kind of fell through there. But then now they've got Spartanburg. Spartanburg can score some points with Raheem Jeter at quarterback. Can they stop Dutch Fork? No. So it's just probably a 3-score ball game at least.
What's the if folks are looking for something to do on a Friday night, they get to pick one game. What's the one?
Go to Gaffney. Go to the reservation. I mean, for one, if you haven't seen that stadium, it is awesome, and that will be a whale of a ball game. I think Gray is going to win, a 2A team. That's why everybody's pissed off at me, Rob. Pardon my French. But we'll see what happens. I like the War Eagles over the Indians at home tonight.
Okay, I like it. I dig it. That is Kevin Thomas from the Moving the Chains podcast. Find them on Facebook at facebook.com/movingthechainssc. By the way, and you just mentioned it, but you guys have gotten to the interview game this week, gotten to the journalism game a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Riverside, making school history, talked to their quarterback, Rob Sanders, this week, a junior, a really good player, really good kid. That's on our Facebook, YouTube page, also on our podcast, Audio Only Version. Check that out and listen to him. We've got a couple more things coming in the next couple weeks with some coaches as well, so be stay tuned for that stuff as well.
Absolutely. No better place for high school coverage than the Moving the Chains podcast. No G in it, all right? Moving the Chains SC on Facebook. They are at Moving Chains on Twitter and Instagram, and you can find their podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever your podcasts are found. They do weekly preview and wrap-up shows, and they join us every Friday here on the Rob Brown Show at 2 o'clock. Good to see you, big dog.
Yeah, man.
Predictions on the Ryder Cup? Give me a thought.
USA. All the way.
All the way. Not even in question.
God, I got to get not.
Lonzo's a big Tommy Fleetwood guy because of the matching hair.
I see that.
I'm trying to talk. I mean, you got like you take one weekend off of the Fleetwood Love Fest in order to support the red, white, and blue.
I mean, usually I love John Rahm. This week, screw
can't,
him.
Yeah, can't
I don't
do
want
it.
Him. I don't want him.
Can't do it.
Can't turn my back on Hair Nation, man. Just can't do it.
Kevin, appreciate you, big fella. We'll see you next week.
Yep, thanks, Rob.
There you go. That is Kevin Thomas. Again, facebook.com/moving The Chains, no G in that, at Movin' Chains on Twitter and Instagram, and find their podcast wherever your podcasts are found. We're back after this. Lonzo and I start looking at X's and O's. Clemson taking on NC State. NC State dropping 45 on Furman last week, but Clemson not giving up a defensive touchdown yet this season. Can they score some offensive touchdowns, though? That's the question. We'll talk about that. South Carolina, that, what was it? Annoying screaming bird sound. Will it get played against Kentucky this weekend? I think so. All that more coming up on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you, this is ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, rolling on. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. It's the phone call I've been waiting for. You know, I remember how I told you guys in the last segment when we were talking Ryder Cup that I had an opportunity. Well, live from Wisconsin, my, and I use this definition, this word very loosely right now, friend James is on the phone, who I'm going to go ahead and call our Ryder Cup on-site reporter just because it makes me sound like I sent him and not like he had a free pass for me and I just couldn't go.
Yeah, that's what happened. You literally had – I sent you a message, a private message, like, Rob, it's per gratis. You just have to say I'm in. Instead, I have to bring – some other kid who's 24, FSU grad, who's not you, and he's going to be babysitting all the adults. That could have been you, buddy.
I would have.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Rob.
No, I was just going to say I would have also probably required a babysitter. So maybe it's for the best.
Maybe, but like we're going to be on the first tee like 8:30 in the morning on Sunday, and they don't tee off until like noon.
Yeah, I know. Tweak.
Eastern.
I know,
what
tweak.
What are you going to be doing, bud? Are you going to be having a great time?
I actually, around that time, I will be on my way to Fenway Park for Yankees-Red Sox. So I'm not, like, hurting. It's not like – here's the thing. I would feel real not thrilled if I didn't have a kick-ass weekend set up, right? But I'm going to get to see Yankees, not just a game at Fenway, but Yankees-Sox. I'll be on my way. This would be so much worse if I was, like, going to a wedding or something like that. You know, at least I'm doing sports things.
You know what makes it better, though? Tell your fans and your people listening over the millions of radio, how much would your round-trip ticket have cost to go a week heads-up?
I've already told the people. All right.
It was sub $200.
Yeah.
And he probably would have had a green light from his girl. Like, oh, well, it's for your job.
Oh, she'd have been mad. Listen, the reason she's a keeper, A, in that when she set up this trip, she's the one that's like, oh, by the way, I got us Yankees Red Sox tickets. And had I told her this and we weren't going, she'd have been like, yeah, you're an idiot. Go. Like, why aren't you there already? But like I said, at least we're going to a game in Fenway and potentially a Saints-Patriots game in the daytime. Like, I've got a good Sunday lined up as a sports fan. I just don't know why, of all the Ryder Cups, this is the one that you're like, hey, free ticket, just show up. Thanks, buddy.
Man, no worries. You'll have a great time. But again, let me remind you, this was free. And it would have cost you nothing. And I know your trip did not cost you nothing. It cost you a little more than nothing, like several.
I am aware. Thank you for repeatedly reminding me throughout the week. I appreciate it. I might have forgotten if it wasn't for you.
Not a worry. Do you want me to grab you something? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, okay? I want a hat. I just want a hat for Whistling Straits.
I'm not going to do it, but like I'll take a photo of the hat I bought. And like, hey, here's your hat.
You're there already, right?
No, I leave at like 9 o'clock tonight. It gets better. We're going to Chicago tonight, playing Cog Hill tomorrow. Probably doing 36, to be honest. And then we're gonna drive to Kenosha and get there like 10 o'clock at night and then crash and then be on the first tee by 8:30.
Not mad at it. Well, listen, I hope you have a terrible time. I hope you stub your toe multiple times. I'd say I hope you hit your head on a car door, but I know you can't reach them. But I hope you have a good time anyway.
I appreciate it. As long as I don't pull a Jordan, I think I'll be good. And that's by almost falling into Lake Michigan.
Yeah, but, dude, if you hit a shot like that in your lifetime, that's the moment you retire from golf.
Unreal. You know what? If you just saluted the crowd that fell in, no one would judge
him. No. If he'd have jumped in, I would have appreciated it. Unbelievable shot. Well, dude, look, have a great time on Sunday. Do me a favor. Take some pictures, take some videos so we can put them up and show people. Because I don't think people understand that this Ryder Cup, especially with all the drunk Packers fans out there, I don't think people understand that this is every bit as much of a party as it is a golf event. So send some stuff I can share with the folks out there to give them a real look at what Championship Sunday is going to look like.
Yes, sir. G-rated. You got it.
Lush, yeah. From you? Okay. Good to talk to you, big fella. Have a good time, and I hate you.
Yes, sir. Take it easy. All right.
Lonzo, what's the old saying? With friends like these? No big deal. Just calling me to let me know he's on the Ryder Cup, on the way to the Ryder Cup for free.
The most disturbing thing about the call is that he called you sir multiple times.
Yeah, that's passive aggressiveness and nothing else.
Okay. All
and
right.
Nothing else.
As long as it wasn't, you know, endearment or respect.
No, not at all. Not at all. With friends like these. Hey, let's do it. You want to do like a 4-minute Fanboy Friday before? Because I forgot that was supposed to be the segment. And also, if I didn't put him on the air, I'd never hear the end of it.
Or we could go ahead and go to break and then come back with it.
That's true. Well, let's do this.
I mean, it's whatever you
want. Let's
do
my favorite way to break down a game. 1-minute breakdown. The 1-minute drill. Lonzo, 1 minute, South Carolina, Kentucky.
South Carolina, it's going to depend on how well Luke Doty does in the running game. The running game is going to do really well. They're going to shut down Kentucky's defense with a lot of effort, a lot of savvy, and South Carolina comes away with the victory. I know it's less than a minute, but, you know.
That's okay. It is required to be under a minute, not required to be a full minute. Ah, I respect
okay.
it. Yeah. No, I agree. I like South Carolina's game. 5.5-point dogs coming in. I think they cover easily. I think they win the game outright, to tell you the truth. I feel the energy, the electricity out of South Carolina right now. We talked to you earlier. Barstool Sports put out a sport that said that South Carolina has the most annoying stadium in America because of that, quote, stupid screaming bird, end quote. Beamer puts out a tweet that says, what's the record for most times we've played the stupid screaming bird? Let's double it this weekend. They're bought in, okay? They're bought in, and I know Georgia dismantled them, but of course they did. They're the second-best team, maybe the best team in college football this year. Of course they did. But South Carolina fight. They stayed under the spread, which is what good and improving teams do in a spot like South Carolina. Kevin Harris makes his return. They run the ball well. Give me the Gamecocks to not just cover, but to win this game outright. Clemson's on the road at NC State. I'll go first in this one. I think it's a breakout game for Clemson, okay? Because if it's not a breakout game for Clemson, then Clemson has come back to the pack, like in a massive way. And I just can't believe that they have. I can't believe that the Clemson Tigers that we have seen over the past handful of years have just suddenly and inexplicably regressed to the rest of the pack. It just has not happened. All right. So they have to have a breakout game. They are due for a breakout game. This is a personal game. Dabo does not like Dave Dorton. They have had their words in the past. He is going to have this offense, I think, as prepared as they have been all year. Lonzo, the Tigers don't just win this game. The Tigers don't just cover the 10.5 points. The Tigers win by 3 touchdowns on the road at NC State.
All right. I've had a change of heart about this. I think that because of the struggles of the last couple weeks, confidence is going to exude from the other team. And we're going to see DJ continue to struggle. And unfortunately, we're going to see the running game for Clemson struggle. The defense is still going to be strong, but Clemson's going to win, but not nearly by as much as you think.
No?
No.
10-point?
I don't know. I think I'm going to go less than that.
Less than 10?
And it doesn't matter how I picked earlier. I said I had a change of heart, but I'm not going to change my pick.
I was saying, you can change your pick. You got to. Actually, no. You picked NC State to be inside of 10.5.
Okay, so I didn't have a change of heart. I'm just being consistent and old and forgetful. So, you know, there we go. So, yeah, and there are actually some people out there, some national people, picking Clemson to lose.
There are.
Yes.
There are. Who was it? I saw on ESPN, Desmond Howard, earlier today, said he's got NC State as an upset pick over Clemson. A lot of people do. Look, this team will have an offensive breakout. When? I don't know. Here's what I do know. If it's later, it's already too late, okay? It needed to happen last week against Georgia Tech. If it is any later than this week, then they just do not have enough time to keep themselves up there for a chance to backdoor into the Final Four if there is some chaos in the top 6 or 7 teams, which I don't know if there will be or not. They got to have it. There's one guy that gets his guys ready into pressure situations like this one in the regular season. Stabba. Clemson wins. Clemson wins by 14. I've got them covering the 10.5. Zoe says they don't. We will find out when we come back. Fanboy Friday, Lonzo and I talk about whatever we want to talk about, including, and I do have to mention this, they're coming out with a Super Mario Brothers animated movie. I'm in. Then they announce who will be the voice actor. And it's a guy I like, but not for this. And it's a weird pick. Talk to you about that when we come back. And then Twitter trending topics to wrap it up on the Rob Brown Show. Rob Lonzo, you this is ESPN Upstate. When you hear the lightsabers crash, you know it is time for Fanboy Friday. The things that Lonzo and I talk about in our office off the air, we bring them to you, my fellow nerds, dorks, and friends around the upstate of South Carolina. A handful of things to get into today. Won't spend a ton of time on it, but announced earlier today there is an animated Super Mario Brothers movie coming out. And these movies are always fun to me, not because they're always good, but these types of animated movies, right, these are generation connectors because there's a whole new generation that's being introduced to Super Mario. And Mario has been popular in games his entire existence. The most recent, obviously, like Super Smash Brothers, remains a hit for pretty much all ages, right? Because it's just a fun little goof-off fighting game, and Mario remains featured. So this is a generation-connecting style movie. Then they announced the actors for this movie, and a lot of them interested. Jack Black is playing Bowser, which I think can be really fun. But they announced a guy that I actually really like as an actor, Chris Pratt, who I think was fun in a series of Jurassic Park movies that were not anywhere close to the original Jurassic Park. They're just fun popcorn monster films. He's phenomenal as Star-Lord. In fact, I think that honestly, outside of Robert Downey Jr., he's probably the next actor that I say he was the guy to play that. Nobody else could have been Peter Quill. But they announced that Chris Pratt will be the voice of Mario in the Super Mario Brothers movie, which I don't love, right? I don't love. And here's why. Mario's been popular, Alonzo, for 40 years, 50 years now, right?
Something like that, yeah.
And Mario has had a consistent voice for those 50 years. The, you know, it's a me, a Mario. He's had a consistent voice for 50 years. And one of two things happens. Either Chris Pratt does Mario in a Chris Pratt voice, which doesn't do anything for me, or Chris Pratt does an impression of Mario, which, why not just hire a voice actor or an Italian actor who's good at being Mario and call it a day? Look, I trust Chris Pratt to do a good animated movie because he was great as ever in the Lego movie series. Both of them. He was really good. I enjoyed those movies. He's been good in his live action stuff. I don't like this casting, Lonzo. I'm not a fan, even though I do love Chris Pratt as an actor.
Well, if you're going to do something like this, an animated feature with a bunch of stars in it, you've got to have an equal in who plays the star and role. Do you have someone in mind who you would like to? I mean, because it has to be someone equal as far as in pop culture as all the other names that you named.
I don't have anybody off the top of my head, and I get what you're saying.
And you talk about Chris Pratt being in the Lego movies. I didn't know it was him.
And I guess that's where I'm going, right? Like, because you say, you've got all these other folks. Because you've got, Anya Taylor-Joy is going to be Princess Peach. Charlie Day from Always Sunny in Philadelphia is going to be Luigi. I don't even really get that one. And I love Charlie Day. He's one of my favorite comedic actors in the game right now. Jack Black is Bowser. Keegan-Michael Key is Toad. Seth Rogen is Donkey Kong. I'm 100% in for that. Fred Armisen is Cranky Kong.
Does Donkey Kong even talk? It's kind of...
Yes, he does now, I guess, is the
Yeah,
answer.
I suppose. I think I have more of a problem with Donkey Kong talking than I do.
Fine. Then let's go with, I just have questions about the casting for a movie, and here's why it matters. Because I've already had one of my friends be like, why do you care? The answer to why I care is because this is a property that's been around for 50-plus years. This is a property that is one of the few properties that genuinely connects generations, right? Like, I can recall as a kid playing regular Nintendo, the original NES, playing the original Super Mario Brothers, and my mom playing that game with me, right? That's the only video game but I remember playing that and getting stuck on levels and being blown away that my mom was better at the original. Now, I was like four, but you get the point, right? It's a generation connect. If I had a kid, Super Mario would be something that I connect with them with because they're learning about this character that's that was a part of my childhood. It matters that they get it right. And to connect this to another story that's been going around on the social media, Daniel Craig said that he doesn't think that a woman should play James Bond, and everybody got up in arms, right? Let's cancel him. He thinks that. And what Daniel Craig actually said was that women should be empowered to have their own characters crafted that become as badass and as beloved as James Bond.
Which I completely agree with. Quit trying to change characters that are already there. Make someone equally as good for a female.
But it's not
easy
to do.
By the way, did you have a problem with Bob Hoskins being Mario? It was a live-action movie, but it was still Bob Hoskins.
So that was a surreal take on Mario Bros.
It was
right?
weird. John Leguizamo as Luigi.
Yeah,
I mean,
that was one of those movies that was such a surreal take on the property that it was like an alternate universe.
Dennis
whereas this,
Hopper as Bowser,
which was hilarious.
I'm just saying.
But this is. From what I understand, and I could be wrong, this is an animated movie made to look like Super Mario. It's not like, here's what happens if Super Mario wasn't real and you did a bunch of drugs, it would be this. This is Super Mario as we know him in the blue overalls and the red hat and Luigi as we know him. And you've just hired two. And again, I love Chris Pratt and I love Charlie Day, but I don't see it.
That bothers older fans of things. You're not in the demographic for this movie.
No, I am. I disagree with you on that, right? I disagree.
You are not the prime audience for this movie. It's going to be little kids. Now you could say that someone from your generation who just has a child that's you know, about the age to watch this, you're taking them to see the movie because of your fandom. Then I guess you're in the demographic. But for the most part, animated features are for little kids.
A lot of times you use that argument.
Says the guy who watched two episodes of anime this
morning. Correct. We said the same thing when you and I have had the debate about the Star Wars prequels, yes. Right? And that, they're not for you anymore, Rob. They're for the next generation. But no, I think if you want it, here's my argument. It's very similar to the argument that we had just a minute ago with James Bond being portrayed by a woman. I personally have no issue with James Bond being portrayed by a woman for one reason. In my mind, James Bond is not a person. It is a title handed down between people through MI6 for years, which is why you've had...
I would get if you say 007 is James Bond is the name of a person.
That is literally never said as a fact, okay? Never said as a fact.
I don't know of any females named James, but they may be out there.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's like, do you change it to Janet Bond or Jamie Bond? It's Jamie Bond, right?
If you change any of that, you lessen the role.
I don't change the name. So, here's my thing. I don't have any issue with different takes, but this character, am I out of the demographic of an animated movie? Can we be honest? How much What If have we watched? How much of the Bad Batch? These are all animated things.
Thor episode is killer, by the way.
That you and I watch. This, if it was let's say this was a spin on give me a new video game that the young kids are playing nowadays that is similar in property. I don't know because I'm not connected to it. I'm not in the demographic. The Super Mario Brothers.
Well, the Borderlands movie is coming out pretty soon.
But I'm talking about like a kid themed game, right? Animal Crossing. Okay. All right. They made an Animal Crossing movie. I'm not in the demographic. But Super Mario Brothers, dude. Super Mario Brothers was my demographic when it dropped on NES. That was my demographic. I am in the demographic for this movie.
Admittedly, it doesn't mean as much to me as it does to you because I'm a little bit older and I was never a big Nintendo guy.
Sure, I was. I grew up on NES. I grew up on Super. I grew up on Mario 1, 2, and 3. I am in the demographic for this particular project, which is why I would think you would want to stay a little more true. Because here's the thing. Unlike James Bond, where you've had all these different Bonds with all these different styles and dialects and accents, etc., right? Where James Bond has consistently changed throughout the years. Mario has been consistently Mario for 50 years. He's been Mario. It's-a-me, a Mario. He's been that voice for 50, and now all of a sudden I'm going to hear him in Chris Pratt's voice? It doesn't track.
I believe that Chris Pratt is an actor who can do the Mario voice. Did you have a problem with Arnett being the Lego Batman?
No, but Batman, much like has changed, he is a changing property years and years and years. Same as I didn't have a problem with Keaton or Kilmer or Clooney or any other the movies I have problems with, but not them as Clooney, the character, right?
Clooney was pretty bad.
Here's the thing. If this was live action, no, because the actor has to look different. But this is an animated movie made to look like the video games that we all enjoyed from NES through N64 to today. And now all of a sudden I'm going to hear Chris Pratt as Andy Dwyer as Super Mario. Not going to do it for me. All right. It's just not going to work.
See, that's the thing. You hear his voice as something else and not as much. I am guessing.
There's only one Mario voice.
I am guessing that when we finally hear this voice, you won't know it's Chris Pratt.
Bet.
We'll see.
Bet. Even if it's Chris Pratt doing a Mario impression, you know? I bet
Chris Pratt does a killer.
And even so, how is Charlie Day, known for being a high-pitched, screechy comedic actor, going to be Luigi, whose voice we know over 50 years?
I thought Luigi's voice was kind of a little bit high. But, you know, again, not a huge fan of Mario. So
I'd make Charlie Day Waluigi, and it would be perfect.
Okay.
There's your decision.
Yeah, because he already looks like that.
Yeah, it'd be perfect. All right, your thoughts are welcome. 71307 is the Ingles Market text line you can text in. Texter says, agreed, Rob, I am 36, and the OG Super Mario was in my wheelhouse. Yes, this is they may gear it to kids. This movie was made for it literally is for my demographic. Texter says, ESPN, the name's Bond, Julie Bond.
There's a Jenny Bond here to see you.
Jamie Bond?
Jenny.
I'm Bond. Jamie Bond. Whatever.
No.
If
no.
she's kick-ass, I mean, Atomic Blonde. Did you see Atomic Blonde?
No.
Atomic Blonde was a kick-ass female movie about a female, I don't want to say super agent because she's not super powered, but just like a badass kicker.
But the role
female.
Was written for a woman.
And it
which
worked
is
perfectly.
Fine. It's
I am fine. I am fine with a James Bond woman, but that's because the character of James Bond is a changing character. Super Mario Brothers is not. Texas says, Panda says, Chris Pratt as Mario seems odd. Time to pull out the Ancestry DNA results to see his percentage Italian blood. Texas says, I absolutely love Chris Pratt as Super Mario. And ESPN, don't let him disparage you. Fenway Park is legit. Yeah, I'm going to find out, man. I'm going to find out. I cannot wait. Texas says, Christian McCaffrey injury will force the Panthers and Darnold and the offense to open up the offense and spread the ball around, which is good. Here's the thing. I'd like to believe that, but if they could do that, they would do that.
They kind of had would've. To last night. They absolutely had. They did open it up. You saw some passes go to some guys that you hadn't seen. That's what we were talking about earlier.
Again,
some guys that had no idea who they were, but they were catching, like the tight end. I didn't know his name, but he caught the ball, and he took a killer hit, and he held on to the ball, and they talk, and he'll be a weapon in the future. I mean, it's kind of a brand-new team.
I also don't want you to forget, the Texans are bad. Okay, and here's what I said on the Sunday
there's
show.
There's that, but you know what? There's also this. Darnold had a crutch. McCaffrey was his crutch. You take that crutch away, he's going to grow as a quarterback. I hate that McCaffrey's out, but we're going to see what Darnold's really made of because he can no longer – everyone's talked about, well, you know, when you have Christian McCaffrey as your outlet, but now he doesn't have that. Now we'll see what he does.
Here's all I'm going to say to you, the Panthers fans, all right? And I've told you, I want you all to do good because it makes me money. Don't get cocky. Okay, don't get cocky. You beat a bad Jets team in week one. You beat a Saints team that's good. Well, might be good, but they had the deck stacked against them heavy in week two. And you beat a bad Texans team in week three. You have just lost a predominant defender in J.C. Horn. You have just lost. Don't try to tell me, oh, we'll be fine without McCaffrey. He's the number one running back in the. Y'all told me he's the best running back in the league. You telling me the offense is just going to be A-OK without the best running back in the league? Miss me. Don't get cocky. A lot of football left. Very brief Twitter trending topics before I take off for vacation. That's next on ESPN Upstate.
Oh, the conversations that happen off the air or on the stream. If you
on the stream, you got to join the stream. You get all the weird stuff.
Yeah. I do have a robe. I just don't wear it very often.
Hashtag robe guy. No man ever wakes up and goes, I'm a robe guy. You are given a robe and it changes your life.
The robe for me is it's for hot tub, but that's it. I just don't. So do you wear anything under your robe?
Why you got to make it weird, Lonzo?
I'm curious.
Why you got to make
man? I'm curious.
Like out of the shower, the robe goes on? No. If I'm just lounging around for the day, yeah, I'll throw on a pair of joggers
underneath. You get out of the shower, you put the robe on just to walk the few feet to put your clothes on?
Trying to air out, my man.
This pervert is curious.
Robes just don't make sense because I'm back in the day.
Oh, if you had, Lonzo.
Maybe you have a small apartment.
Missing
what do you
out on one of life's
for?
Great pleasures. Ladies and gentlemen, I am out next week. The great Dan Scott will be filling in for me. Y'all follow me on Instagram at The Rob Brown Show, on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. I'll be tweeting throughout the trip. Take care of Dan. Be nice. He's a good guy, and I appreciate him filling in. To y'all, thank you so much for listening. It means the world to me. I genuinely appreciate it. Lonzo and I are out. Mark Ryan and Diesel are in. We'll see you back here in a week and a couple of days on The Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Later, brother.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.